And this time on Culture File, the pandemic is teaching. But what are we learning? Most of our casual learning opportunities in the public realm, from pub chats to skill sharing and exercise classes, they're all on hold. At formal learning institutions, however, the show has gone on and learning is being reimagined. The move online has forced teachers of all types to question their methods and sometimes even to question afresh what it means to learn. Culture File's Anya Gallagher spoke to some of those zooming towards a new understanding of learning.
It is wonderful. If we didn't have online, nothing would be happening at the moment because the pandemic would still be there and we'd all be at home, disconnected from one another. So we do have some connection through the online world, but it is virtual in its name and in its essence. It is not the real deal.
On the screen, you can see their work that they've uploaded, but it's that two-dimensionality. You're not feeling the work, you're not seeing the depths of something or like the layers of paint or like a sculpture or something. You're not really seeing it in its true physical sense.
My name is Dr. Shane Bergen. I'm a physicist and science education lecturer in the School of Education at UCD. Whilst this is an unusual time and a very challenging time for teaching and learning, there is a silver lining in this cloud, and that is that we have all stopped and thought deeply about the nature of teaching and learning. And that's been a wonderful experience. So we've had lots of meetings about the nature of learning, about how is it that we can connect with our students. I think that's a very positive thing, and I hope that when COVID-19 disappears, that we will bring that spirit of renewed focus on learning.
Community and collaboration goes to the very core of what higher education is and what it should be. I suppose one of the biggest challenges for the students is to create that sense of community, to create that sense of peer group. This happens very naturally in traditional teaching. You know, when we all went to college, it was a wonderful time where we had loads of time, I suppose. We weren't timetabled to the hilt. We had lots of chances to go for coffees on campus, to talk to each other, to share our worries, to share what we were learning. And maybe that's what's missing right now. My name is Dr. Anya Mahan. I'm a lecturer in philosophy of education, also in the School of Education at UCD.
So when we go to college, there is this space where we can form identities. We can, as Anya says in her work, we can try certain ones on. You know, we can imagine ourselves different for a few years. Sometimes that can be radically different. You know, we've all remembered people who were committed communists in college and then turn out to be the leaders of a conservative political party. But this is important. I do joke. It is important that when you go to college, that you meet other people and you meet ideas that are different to yours. And this allows you to negotiate your own identity. And so if you're coming to university to be a philosopher, a physicist, an artist, a musician, it doesn't really matter what in terms of the disciplines. What matters is that you're starting to toy with the idea of becoming a physicist. What does that mean? And you learn very quickly that it's a lot more than just sitting in 20 or 30 modules over the space of 4 years. We don't go to school and to college to just become workers, to keep going for the rest of our lives. We go to the school in order to imagine ourselves in a better world. And so Anya and I think an awful lot about the importance of place and space in education.
Yeah, I think it's really interesting the focus that you're placing on physical space. I think all campuses have that atmosphere to them, and they do have those physical spaces where you can sit and loiter and it's not necessarily going against what you should be doing on the street. Let's say you're not supposed to loiter, but a university is built for that. And it's a really important aspect for, yeah, as you say, ideas to grow, and maybe something that's missing in our general streetscape, you know, maybe not something that should be just confined to the campus.
And maybe to think together as well. The philosopher Hannah Arendt talks about the plurality of thinking. It's not something that we do as atoms free-floating on our own. It's something that we do as a community, and we can build on each other's thoughts in that way. And she has a lot to say about the civil polity, the exchange of ideas, the marketplace of ideas, and that is essentially what the university can be at its very best.
My name's Anya Byrne and I'm a textile designer and maker, and I teach in the National College of Art and Design. I also run a series of weaving workshops.
Teaching textiles using your hands is the main thing that you're doing, because it's basically a craft.
Yeah, the whole purpose of textile design is it begins with the making and the handmade and the manipulation of fabric and materials. Yeah, involves working with your hands and being physically in a space with materials and machinery. The workshops that I'm doing are predominantly frame loom weaving, and more recently they've been moved online. And the most recent one that I did was with the Barbican. Moving that completely online was a real challenge because there's so much more that you have to think about in terms of planning and preparing videos. The whole workshop before teaching online, it was all through Zoom, was preparing like every single stage of the preparation of setting up a loom, of winding the warp, weaving the threads through the weft. I had to pre-record or film all of those processes.
Through this online teaching, have you learned anything about the materials or about your methods of teaching that you might otherwise have not?
I suppose that methodical way of pre-recording and noticing every stage of the process, and it really breaks things down and makes you think in different ways. In a regular workshop where I have everybody in the room together, I can talk to them all individually and have intimate conversations with people, or sit next to them and show them physically when I'm sitting next to them. And that's such a huge part of workshops and why people go to workshops. It's that community feeling and like gathering together of people and the conversations that arise through being close to someone and setting up a loom with them. Like, it's obviously a part of them learning the process, but it's also to do with that like connection and the working with your hands, I think. And that's, yeah, such a big part of any craft. And I think there has been a huge movement in the last few years of people wanting to get away from computers and getting away from just staring at a laptop or their computer, where it's this really flat two-dimensional space. But being in a room with people where they're talking to each other and handling thread and yarn, I think it's so important. So it kind of contradicts that whole idea when you are working online.
What I hope is that we learn from this pandemic, in that technology is wonderful, but it isn't the be-all and end-all. I don't want to sound like a Luddite either. You know, technology enables a lot of the wonderful work we do, but there's something precious about the human experience, about being together in one place at one time. And I hope that we recognize that when this is over.
Dr. Shane Bergen there of UCD, ending that report. And you heard also from Anya Byrne of NCAD and Dr. Anya Mahan of UCD. And to complete our full quota of Anyas for this time, the reporter was Anya Gallagher.